3, warrants number 8718 through 8720, and 6, journal entries or transfers.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for November 12, 2025.
Move to approve previous regular session minutes from November 12, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We are, before we start in our planning zoning rezones, we have a few of our employees here to cover a few orders of business, so we are going to rearrange our agenda. And we'll start by moving, let's do the intergovernmental agreement for the airport. So we'll move the approval of intergovernmental agreement related to reimbursement payments for qualified expenses for the Taney County General Aviation Airport. This is file number 25-121-AIR. With us this morning, we have Mr. Mike Molnick.
Good
morning, Mike. How are you?
Good.
Good. The agreement we have in front of us is for reimbursements for different expenditures that happen at the airport throughout the year, and this is going back to City of Branson. It's a five-year agreement that we have, 1 year at a time, and it's up to $10,000 per year. Is that correct?
Correct, $10,000 a year. And what we use it for, reimbursement of like equipment purchases, construction projects, things
okay.
like that.
And did we meet that threshold this year out there at
yes,
the airport?
Okay. The roof project.
Okay. So once this is approved, then we'll send this out for approval from the city administrator at City of Branson. Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
You guys have any other questions?
I do not.
No.
Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement by and between the City of Branson and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. And we'll go ahead and take care of our maintenance order we have here. This is approval of the backdraft dampers. This is a quote, file number 25-124M. With us this morning, we have our maintenance director, Mr. Scott Terpening. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good.
These are smoke dampers for the jail facilities, is that correct?
These are actually the ones that's going to go on the roof. We'll take the curb off and the motor fan, mm-hmm. set it down in there, and that keeps all that from backdrafting all the cold and hot air back down into the pods.
Okay.
So that's what I'm asking for today.
Okay. So what we have is a quote in front of us with temperature control. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 13th, 2025, approving the quote as the form.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the backdraft dampers quote line between Temperature Control Company and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep. Thank you. Then we'll take up one of the road and bridge because we'll have Claire here to do the other one. We'll do it after our public hearings, but we'll do the approval of the way pay while we have Mr. Jeff Greenwood here from our Buchanan Road and Bridge and Transfer Station. What we have is an update to the program out there at the transfer station. The WayPay would be a touch screen.
Yeah, it'd be more user-friendly.
Okay.
Thing be updated.
We talked about this over the last couple of years to get something more modern. What we're using now is cameras and trying to read license plates as people come in. And the,
yes, sir.
The pace out there has just picked up tremendously, and the volume is through the roof. So this would be all automated. It would capture all that and enter it into the system, and then have a touch screen, the way I understand, to where if they have mattresses, tires, they just touch the whatever it is
yes.
they're bringing in and just yeah. really simplify the process out there.
Yep. It is correct.
Okay.
Move to approve the WayPay quote by and between WayPay and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Do you guys want to take up the Powersite Community Center transfer? Because this morning that we have several here for that. It's going to be pretty quick.
Is that what everybody's here for?
We have a few that are here for that, so we have three here. It'll be pretty quick. So what we're doing this morning is just giving the approval of the transfer, and then it will come back for us to do the conveyance of the deed. So today is just us accepting the transfer from the park board and getting the ball rolling to move that forward to the next step.
So this isn't the actual conveyance. This is just the...
This is to start the transfer, yeah. So our park board voted to accept it, and then it is our obligation to start the process. We have to accept their decision and move forward, and then it'll come back for us for the approval of the conveyance and moving forward with recording the deed.
Do you have any questions?
Do not.
I guess we need to approve it, and your title's on there, so we don't need to give you permission.
Okay. Yeah, and then we do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated November 13th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form.
Did we provide this warranty deed to the community center?
And so they signed it. That will be the step from us approving the transfer. It's kind of spelled out in the letter. It will go to them and then be presented back to us, and that's when we will vote on it the second time. The way the order is written up, from the way I understand it.
Do you guys care if I read part of this attorney's letter?
Nope. That'd be just fine.
The Powersite Community Center Board. Okay. My recommendation is to provide this warranty deed to the Powersite Community Center Board to be signed and notarized. Once returned, then we can vote.
Yeah.
That's how I'm reading it. How are you guys reading it? Not that way. Sorry.
Take it. Then you can vote to approve the conveyance.
I take it as a two-part vote. Are you reading it differently?
I'm taking it as we give this to them, they sign it, notarize it, send it to us, then we vote. It's how I'm reading it, but I've not talked to a legal about it.
No, I concur with you now after pulling that section out.
I've prepared. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So we won't need to take any action on this today, and then we will just get this forwarded to the Powersite Community Center. So be looking for this in the mail. We'll have our county clerk get it to you. And then once you get signed and returned back to us, then we'll put it back on the agenda for approval of the transfer of deed. Okay?
Yeah. Sign and notarized, and then we can take action.
Yep. Perfect.
All right. And then I got a question. How long after that then?
It'll go on our agenda the following week. We have the order prepared. So once we get it back, as long as it's not next week when we're away, because we're going to do minimal business, we'll just do approval of accounts payable and such while we're gone.
Does Nikki have a copy of that? Can they take that today?
It should be able to once we get upstairs.
Okay.
Because I have the original in the packet. So should have that available. And you might check with her in the meantime, see if she can get you that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the only reason I'm asking is I know they have, like, you know, insurance due January 1st and everything. We're trying to get this.
It'll be done.
Yeah, we'll.
It'll be done before then.
We'll exceed
that.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you all.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to go back to the top, planning and zoning rezones. At this time, I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice. All right. Okay. I want to continue, don't you guys? I don't have any issues with it. We're recording, so.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the County Commission rezoning hearing for November 18, 2025. This meeting follows the Taney County zoning regulations requiring a public hearing for each zoning change application submitted to Planning Commission staff. As part of the hearing, the following items are entered into official record. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, staff report for each case. Exhibit C is staff file, including all supporting documents for each case, and Exhibit D, audio files for this case. So I'm going to give you a little